The business news, we're looking at some things coming up, auto sales and jobs. Well, John Taylor knows a lot about all of that, and he joins us now from Stern, Agee & Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Speaking of jobs, I'm just glad I have one. I know a lot of listeners feel the same way. This is going to be an interesting week in terms of jobs numbers. On Thursday, of course, every Thursday, we get the first-time claims for unemployment benefits, but this is the big week when it comes to jobs data. On Thursday morning, we get the ADP employment change number. That's the private survey that precedes the government numbers that come out on Friday. On Friday, we get non-farm private payrolls. We get the unemployment rate, which is currently 9.1%. Some people say it will tick up even higher than that. So big numbers, big week for that. In terms of auto sales, we get those numbers last Friday, actually, so they're a little bit stale, except most people haven't seen them because of the fact the market was closed yesterday, but some very interesting numbers, story within the story. The big three, that is the Detroit three, Chrysler, Ford, GM, reported numbers for June that were spectacular compared to year-over-year numbers. For the first time since August of 2009, the Detroit three, the big three, captured 50.2% of the market share of light vehicles that were purchased by consumers in June. But the story within the story is that there was not much inventory on the lots of Honda and Toyota dealers because, of course, the production problems over there related to the tsunami and the other issues there. It's also interesting how short-sighted and what short memories we have as consumers, because what happened was we saw an uptick in the purchase of larger vehicles because of a temporary downtick in gas prices, and yet I don't know why anybody would really think that that's a permanent shift. We are going to see what happens, of course, later this year. Some experts are saying that as the Japanese manufacturers restock their lots, that you're going to see some significant incentives, including some no-interest financing, summer clearance deals that may come up, and some real deals that may come up later this fall when everybody gets completely restocked. So if you're looking for a new vehicle, you might want to take some time, analyze what's going on, and realize there's a lot of moving parts. One of the other stories within the story is because of a shortage of Japanese cars, the Chevrolet Cruze became the top-selling car in the United States, top-selling car, not top-selling vehicle for the first time ever. That's a spot that has traditionally been occupied by Toyota Camry. On the inflation front, we continue to talk about this, in spite of the fact that the government says there's no inflation. The freight division of UPS says that they're going to raise non-contractual shipping rates in North America by about 6.9% starting next month. They point out that they're trying to deal with rapidly rising fuel costs. We're seeing the same thing with some other shippers. And across the ocean in China, Walmart is making an interesting move. Now, Walmart already has 339 stores in about 120 cities in China. Typically, over there, Walmart has leased space, but now they're actively buying land instead. And what they're trying to do is position themselves for, well, first of all, rents have gone up astronomically, the rate of increase in China already, but they're also trying to position themselves for the fact that they believe that more and more and more Chinese are going to move into the cities. In fact, in the last 10 years, 170 million people in China have moved from urban areas, from rural areas into the urban areas. It's the biggest urbanization in history in China. All this is going on at the same time that Best Buy and some other retailers have chosen to leave that country, but Walmart believes that the growth is going to continue to be there. So to hedge themselves against rising inflationary rent increases, they're buying land for their current stores and for future stores.
Sounds like the history of the United States when the people were rural economy and everybody moved to the cities.
You know, that's amazing. 170 million people, when you consider that that's what, 80 times or so, I guess, the population of Arkansas have moved from rural to urban areas there in just the last 10 years.
Wow. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, analyzing not only the nation and our local vicinity, but the world. And he can save you some money, help you see your money grow. Call him, 782-2527. That's 479-782-2527. John Taylor at sternag.com is the email address.